Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
Hello, I'm Ginny Nellis, Director of the Muncie Public Library, and I'm here reviewing a book for BookSpeak. Several years ago, I looked through my cookbook library and realized most of what I owned I'd received as gifts in the 1970s or had inherited from my mother. Joy of Cooking, The Art of French Cooking 1 and 2, and Fanny Farmer were among the tried and true titles on the shelf. The ingredients were known and the processes familiar. In fact, they had become so familiar that cooking began to feel routine. I needed to add some pizzazz to what was becoming a chore, so I began a journey of discovery. I sought out cookbooks featuring the cuisines of India, Greece, Italy, and the Middle East, while also exploring regional cookbooks from this country. It was one of the latter that took me by surprise. In fact, I almost didn't look at, let alone try, Glorious Grits by Susan McEwen McIntosh. Who would ever consider grits worthy of a cookbook? After all, grits are the coarser cousin of polenta and cornmeal, and suitable only as a side to bacon and eggs, right? Well, maybe that was true 20 years ago, but not anymore. Glorious Grits urges a reader to purchase only stone-ground grits, polenta and or cornmeal, preferably organic, and provides the information on gristmills where they may be purchased. But once the history and tips are covered, the fun begins, and dozens of satisfying and delicious recipes following a traditional format, breakfast and brunch fare, followed by appetizers, breads, main and side dishes, and last of all, desserts. Yes, even desserts. Grits, it turns out, enhance flavor, and they don't disintegrate or get mushy. Rice and potatoes have met their match. Glorious Grits by Susan McIntosh is glorious, so check it out, and bon appetit! This is Ginny Nellis for BookSpeak.
This is Tom Schwartz from Muncie. Barbara Ehrenreich's newest book, Brightsided, details rather graphically how society is being bombarded by current happiness gurus such as Deepak Chopra and others who have made a fortune, telling people that through a positive attitude, they can become well. One, she quoted, went so far as to remind his readers that happy people don't fall sick. Ehrenreich goes through the history of such positive thinkers as Norman Vincent Peale, Christian Scientists, and an endless flow of self-help books, Oprah shows, DVDs, smiley faces, and pink ribbons, all of which, according to Ehrenreich, give people a false sense of security while masking the tragic reality of diseases such as cancer, which struck Ehrenreich herself. She even exposed one cancer survivor group which actually excluded members who were no longer cancer-free. One woman suffering with cancer was told that she simply wasn't praying enough. These happiness gurus have invaded television, telling people that they alone hold the key to inner peace and health. She calls it pop culture psychology, meant to medicate and lull us into buying their books. And yet, according to the January 9 issue of Psychology Today, the infatuation with positive thinking has made us no happier. I think she has a good point. If people are convinced that they can be healed through positive thinking, consider how many must suffer with guilt trips and feelings of inadequacies if they cannot succeed. For all of her ranting against such bright-sided movements, Ehrenreich ends with a good and solid admonition to the readers. Quote, "The question is why one should be so inwardly preoccupied at all. Why not reach out to others in love and solidarity, or peer into the natural world for some glimmer of understanding? Why spend so much time working on oneself when there is so much real work to be done? Poverty," she goes on to say, "is worldwide the biggest obstacle to happiness." This is Tom Schwartz for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.